you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers. Today, from Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson, a lay Dominican who is assistant to the Promoter General of Dominican Laity. Ruth Ann lives in Turin, and her preaching is entitled Priorities.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you lock people out of the kingdom of heaven, for you do not go in yourselves, and when others are going in, you stop them. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you cross sea and land to make a single convert, and you make the new convert twice as much a child of hell as yourselves. Woe to you, blind guides, who say, whoever swears by the sanctuary is bound by nothing, but whoever swears by the gold of the sanctuary is bound by the oath. You blind fools, for which is greater, the gold or the sanctuary that has made the gold sacred? And you say, whoever swears by the altar is bound by nothing, but whoever swears by the gift that is on the altar is bound by the oath. How blind you are! For which is greater, the gift or the altar that makes the gift sacred? So whoever swears by the altar swears by it and by everything on it, and whoever swears by the sanctuary swears by it and by the one who dwells in it, and whoever swears by heaven swears by the throne of God and by the one who is seated upon it. The Gospel of the Lord. According to the Jerusalem Bible, the curse is a literary form of prophetic preaching. In fact, Isaiah uses it several times, even with this word woe, which we rarely hear anywhere else. What's striking in this case is that Jesus is cursing the very people who, on the face of it, should be above average in holiness, the scribes and Pharisees, the experts on the life of faith. At least that's what they should be. Isn't this uncomfortably close to home? For a start, at a time when so many cases have emerged of clergy and religious tragically failing to live up to their role, these unsparing denunciations of the leaders of the Jewish community of Jesus' time and place, these are what many of us feel tempted to utter against those who have abused the trust that people have in them. But it's not just about them. Aren't we all, at least sometimes, blind fools, as Jesus says? Don't we tend to get hung up sometimes on rituals and set prayers, on the appearance of piety? Even that word pious is a word that's become debased, because we often use it, even we Christians, we practicing Catholics, to label people who are only superficially religious. Actually, at least one dictionary gives as its second definition of pious pretending to have deep respect. Okay, don't you agree that we all, some of the time, fall into this particular error? I've got to be honest, I know I have. I've galloped through my daily prayer as if just saying the words, reciting the Psalms, going through the motions were enough. I know I've been blind in the way that Jesus is talking about. If you've seen Pier Paolo Pasolini's wonderful film of the Gospel of Matthew, you may remember Jesus at this point roaring out the woes. Guai a voi, scribi farisei ipocriti. It was the first sentence I understood in Italian. I can't help thinking that many of us need to listen to him and adjust our lives accordingly. It's a matter of priorities. Well, maybe this is all a bit gloomy, so let's cheer up by remembering today's saint, the mother of St. Augustine, Monica. What a woman! She never gave up on her son, even when he was going astray. And by God, Augustine never did things by half measures. When he went astray, he really went way off the rails. She never, ever stopped praying for him. There's a lovely moment in the Confessions of Augustine, which I particularly like, when he remembers having a conversation with his mother days before her death. He says the two of them were leaning from a window that overlooked the garden of the house where they were staying. And that's a detail that just brings the scene so vividly before us. How happy Monica must have been to share that time with her son, to be able to talk to him about God and see that at last he'd got his priorities right. He'd listened to the curses and he'd transformed his life thanks to the splendid example of his mother Monica. So let's follow. Let's listen. Let's be transformed. Thank you.